Expressions from St. Paul is listener supported. We thank you for your faithful prayers and financial contributions.
Prayer happens when you make contact with God. Communicate, commune with Christ the Creator, and watch Him work.
This week's lesson is for those of us that desire to be victorious in our lives. Dr. Williams teaches that all of our victories come through prayer.
As soon as we start praying, the power of God starts moving. And the enemy gets nervous because of the power of prayer, and it is power. That prayer power transcends between you and the Holy Spirit.
Welcome to Expressions from the St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church. We are blessed to have serving as our pastor, serving us faithfully for the past 48 years, Dr. Ephraim Williams. Our edifice is located at 3996 14th Avenue in Sacramento. We'd like to take this opportunity to invite you out to worship with us in person on Sunday morning. New membership orientation begins at 8:45 a.m. Sunday school classes for all ages are offered at 9 a.m. And at 10 a.m., our morning worship service begins. It would truly be a blessing to look around and to see your face in the place. If you have your Bible or your mobile device, let's go to a very familiar scripture. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. We'd like to thank you for joining us today. We are now going to transition into the auditorium, and let's join morning worship service already in progress.
My friends, if we, if we would open our eyes and our hearts, we can see that all of the stuff around us is not real. But God is. He is real. Some people are about to lose their mind about what's happening with the government. Well, this isn't the first time that the government took over, but they didn't win. Hallelujah to the King. The God that we talk about need to be the God that we know. Talk about Him all you want to, but if you don't know Him, and let me give you a tip how the world is supposed to know God through us. Anytime you were acting up, carrying on, carrying out, and Jesus looked beyond all of that and saved you. And when He saved you, He changed you. Not overnight, but little by little, you were saying you're trying to help some people and they get angry. That's normal when they are calm-minded. Amen. Well, let me give you a good example. Quincy was supposed to say, if she was supposed to sing today, and we said, well, we don't have time, she can't sing. She get an attitude, she is calm-minded. Sorry, Quincy, not you. So you think people today, modern church people, think they're smart when no one can tell them nothing. Not even God. But let me correct you. I got to speak for Him. You can't correct God. I don't care what Trump says, he cannot correct God. Well, let me go over here because some of y'all are not listening. You all was in your house the other night, and they had an earthquake in Los Angeles and they shook in Sacramento. What is it going to take to wake up church people? What is it? What is it that a gentleman had built a house, and I went to his house he built. Exclusive house. Curtis got a what you call that thing you go up on? He got an elevator. And he has a half of the living room it's half glass wall. I wouldn't ask you. I didn't ask no question because usually behind that wall there are some shelves. And on those shelves, give me my bottle. And on those shelves, they got some bottles back there. But I'm going to tell you something. You can't hide your stuff behind the glass wall because he's already back there. Amen. And his driveway is, you don't know him, and you would never know him unless I told you. His driveway is when you drive in, Curtis, and you get almost to the door. Two doors open up, and then you kind of drive in a little, and he don't do anything. Why? When he stops the car, the doors close. That's what happened to you when you got saved. Stand up, brother. He opened the door for you, and then when he saved you, he left it open. You the one got to feed into it. Amen. And the gentleman, he's kind. He said, Pastor William, if you ever need a place to hide out, I'm talking to you all over on this side, way over here. He said, you're welcome to come here and hide out in my garage because it's an apartment down here. Well, it wouldn't be bad if I could really hide out. But when I go in the apartment, the light's already on, so I can't hide in the dark because Jesus brought light into the world. All of these offers, some of y'all would have took it. Then I went around to the back, and the elevator takes me from the garage up to the first floor. Amen. I told you all of that because I told him I was going to demonstrate it. I told you all of that. There's no way. You all over here, no way you're going to hide from God. You can try it all you want to, but you will not win. Amen. A gentleman won $5 million. I hear you saying he's talking to him a lot before he preached. I might not. This is preaching now. He won $5 million and he got himself in himself, for himself, and as himself. Now he's broke. I didn't win no $5 million, but I'm not broke. I got the Spirit of the living God. Every now and then he pushes Ephraim, and I can be able to say, his love for me is just like pure gold. God is real, real in my soul. See, God got what money can't buy. And God got I have a heavenly home supersede the one he built. And I didn't build it. He built his. I didn't build mine. And he's waiting for me to come and enjoy. Hey. 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 Amen. Today it's preachers who've been called know this happens. Sometimes we are given three sermons, and we have to make a decision from the Spirit which one we're going to preach. Well, I was to preach today something different, and I couldn't. It kept planting it in my spirit. I couldn't get away from it, and so I'm going to listen to him. I'm not going to listen to Ephraim. I'll listen to him and I'll be fine. So, I want to talk about today, my friends, something that you might not even like, but you'll get over it. The title of it is Victory through prayer. Victory through prayer. One of the most misunderstood scriptures, Percy, you know this, in the Bible. It's not the only one, it's one of them. It's from Proverbs, you can keep your seats. From Proverbs, the third chapter, verses 5 and 6. We quote it, but we don't believe it. We don't act upon it. Listen what it says. It says, trust in the Lord. First of all, trust him. Trust him. If you just pray with me, I'm going somewhere. How much shall I trust him? With all of mine heart. And this is to the people who think they have it made. Amen. It says, lean not unto thine understanding. Let me put it this way. I said this publicly, and I'm criticized and attacked, but I'm not going to change it. The reason so many Afro-Americans is in the shape they're in today is because nobody could tell them nothing. Let me give this to the young people. This is free. When I went back to college, I was an adult, had a wife and two kids, teenagers. Well, not teenagers, but moving into that area. And they had parties. Every Friday, they invited me to a party, Friday and Saturday. Sometimes it would be 70 people. And then they called me old-fashioned because I didn't go. Now, let me tell you something, young people, just to help you, if you listen, it will help you. Why would I go to a party when I'm working 5 days, sometimes 10, 11 hours a day, going to school 4 nights a week, going to school on Saturday 5 hours? Why should I go to some party? If I really wanted a good party and enjoy a party, go home to my family. And if I wanted a party without the kids, take my wife somewhere. And don't take them crazy folks who were in school, thought they knew everything, don't take them with me. If you want to have a party, you got to have a person with you. You can't have you can grin with other people and you can laugh with them, but a real party is always two. Tell me I'm wrong. You can't, because you know that's correct. But sometimes I really want to have a party, and I have it with Jesus. The Holy Ghost comes in. I find myself dancing and raising my hand, say, come on, Jesus, and fill me with the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, some people say, well, Pastor, when you getting more Pentecost, I thank God I'm getting more Pentecostal. It's nowhere in the Bible I got to be Baptist Costa. But I can be Pentecostal.
That's right.
I don't have time to deal with that one. So he said, trust in the Lord. And I want to talk about victory through prayer. Now, many of you are not aware of this, but many times, not all the time, but many times we have pains in our body. There are reasons for them. They're not always just covered because we got sick. Sometimes we created the pain. And let me give you a good example. I got this from some elderly people when I was growing up. All I do is spend my time all the week talking about how bad you are, how dirty you used to be. I'm not too sure he or she is right now. Number one, you don't have that power because you didn't save them. Number two, Mr. Hamilton, stand. Is he still here? Stand, Hampton, stand. Now, here is a good example. This man came here to this church. He didn't come here and sit down and criticize. He came here, started working, still working, remained standing. And I want you to hear this, Baptist Costell. I want you to hear this tonight because this even going to help you. I don't care how bad I was. I don't care how dirty I was. I don't care how low down I was. When Jesus saved me, listen careful. When Jesus saved me, he washed it clean. You can say anything you want about Ephraim. You can't put my used to be dirty on me. Thank you so much. My used to be dirt is gone. Help me, Holy Ghost, here. And so now I'm saved. And I made some mistakes, you call them. I sinned. Now, Jesus said it. I didn't say it. He says, when I remove your sin, it is as far from the east as from where? The west. You know how far the east is from here. And so if he removed it, it's not going to help you to bring it back.
Tell the truth, Pastor. Tell the truth.
Think about it. That's why you cannot say, and I've been here all these years, you cannot say that anybody, and if you do, to bring them to me and I'll correct them. I don't talk about you individually. And the reason I don't, because my job is to help you elevate. I don't care what you've done. And it irritates Ephraim to hear people talk about other people and they have done everything but kill the dog. They would have killed him, but they didn't have anything to kill him with. So tell God about me, not against me. And this is the second thing about this business of trusting God. When you really trust God, there's no Afro-American on earth can block your blessings. There's no white man ever been born can slow down your progress. None. I don't care how much money they got, they are not God. Let me put it another way. Stand up, brother, that's Holmes. Move to the left. Move that way. Now come back and sit down. He didn't even shake the chair. He came back and said, he didn't shake that chair and see was it going to hold him up. See was it half broken down. He didn't shake it. He trusted the chair because he had faith in the St. Paul Baptist Church. They wouldn't have a broken chair here for him. And another thing he trusted, he didn't look and see if it was clean. Because he know that the pastor of this church have no time for people who don't want to be nice and clean. If God cleaned me up, how come I don't stay clean? Trust him. St. Paul, if you trust God, we would be marching in the senior housing soon. And don't allow the people to sit around you and criticize you and tell you we don't need it. We don't need anything. We just got to have it. I didn't need this suit I got on, but I wanted it. And so if he blessed me to have the money, buy it. I'm not going to leave it all for the grandchildren and the great-grandchildren. I want to look like somebody for myself. Trust him. Trust him. Let's move on. Trust the Lord with all your heart. Lean on your understanding. Let me tell you about your understanding. You are limited in your understanding. Who's over here as a computer expert? What's your one? Stand up. Stand up if you're a computer expert. Stand up. Oh, well, we don't have one. Who's over here as a computer? Omar? What Omar? You're a computer. Come down here. I'm not putting you on the spot. You're an expert, a computer expert. But now you tell us, and now remember now, I'm not putting you on the spot, and I'm not judging you, because you got 1,000 here with the same idea. But there are some things about the computer, at this point, you don't know, right or wrong. No, you didn't hear what he said. He's an expert, but there are some things he doesn't know. But the thing that you want to give him credit for, he's trying to learn. You may go back. That's what happens when you trust God. You trust him when you don't see him delivering. And let me put it another way. Did you not know that when you pray, God is working? He's working. It's you. Can't wait on him. What's that song you all sing? You can't hurry God, but what? But he's what? Let's keep talking about this trusting business. I had a nice place to live. I had a good job. I was in a good church. I was a deacon. I was a Sunday school teacher. I worked in the Christian education department. I helped to count money in this church. And I left that beautiful environment running from my calling and came to California, and I was 10 years behind. Did you know California is behind the East Coast? Well, let me put it another way. They are. And the reason they are behind, some of them are too busy trying to check on other people. East Coast, people are too busy trying to take care of themselves and stay alive. I came here not smart. I came here stupid. Running from God, running from my calling. Look what I ran into. But here's what happened. Before I left there, I had got to know this Jesus. I know him for myself. And so I rented a moving van, the stuff we was going to bring with us. And we called in certain neighbors and gave them the other. What you going to do if you go to California? You need this stuff. I'm trusting God. If he gave me the red light, you can go. And there's in California, there's a job for you. There's a car for you. And there's a place for you to stay. Now, you can believe that if you want to. It doesn't bother me. I know it. I came here to Los Angeles on Friday and toured Los Angeles. I didn't like it because it's too big and country. I went to the other place, my friends, to go, and I wanted to move there because it's beautiful, but it smelled like fish. So I didn't want to stay there. So I went to Oakland, and they made a mistake and carried me down East Oakland Street. I'm not talking about Oakland. I'm just talking about what I'm talking about. And so what happened was, I said, turn around. They turned around and said, take me back to the airport. And I flew into Sacramento because I had two brother-in-laws here. I missed my brother-in-law just died because we were real brothers. And so I said to him, I'm going to stay with you until I get a job. I didn't ask him, could I stay? We were brothers. Help me, Holy Ghost. And I said, I don't know how long, but I'm going to have a job. And he was looking for a job. Trained, excellent student in college and high school. We went to school together, graduated from elementary school together. So I went, he said, I'm not taking you to look for no job till you rest for a week. I can't rest. He got a wife and two kids in Chicago. I got to look for a job. I got here on Sunday, went and looked for a job on Monday, and found three jobs. I had to make a choice. Then another man called me and said, you work for me, you can work all the hours you want to. And he was paying well. I said, well, I don't know how to do that. Well, we'll train you because you are open to learn. Open to do what?
Learn.
I went, I didn't like it, but I stayed there. I worked for the first night, 11 hours. Let me come back over here. And I went home and counted my tips, I had $80. You don't hear me. I'm testifying and preaching. Now, Curtis, you tell me, you're from my state, you tell me, I don't care how hard the job is, you cuties. If you're going to be paid 50-something years ago, $24 an hour, and you got $80-something dollars tip, what would you do, Curtis? I crawled on my knees to learn it. And I stayed there until they tried to force me to drink. And I said, I can't drink. Because I'm a deacon in the church. I don't care what you tell me. Well, deacons dress their business, not mine. I don't drink. So he said, well, you're going to have to, or we're going to have to let you go. I said, well, no. I'll come tomorrow, I'll tell you. The next day I said, I'm leaving in 1 week. I'm giving you a notice. The owner of the place, Mr. Faggio, he said to me, well, why are you leaving? I said, because I have to drink, and I'm not going to do that. He says, you don't have to leave. You're the best worker we have. He says, come with me. We went in the office and he slammed the door. He said, if it's between you and this man, you got to go. Because he don't have to go. He's a hard worker. I said, but I have to go because I had been involved with a lot of stuff. And the stuff I had been involved with, it was a segregation being broken. And I didn't want to be set up and got hurt. So I left. I left after a week and went to the Senator Hotel the next day. Applied. He said, we got three openings. Decide which one you want. All of that has to do with trusting in God. I worked there 3.5 years, friends. And this is to you Baptist people. I went to the Bible study almost every Wednesday on my break. Drove here for Bible study. And the reason I drove for Bible study, Percy, is because it says, trust in the Lord with all of thine heart and lean not unto thine understanding. I used to be a fanatic with sports. But I couldn't keep up with sports like I like to. And then keep up with what God is trying to tell me. How can you know every sport player that plays and don't know how many disciples Jesus had? Let me put it another way. How can you talk about how good, how many home runs he's hit? How can you talk about it and hear you haven't made one home run to come to Sunday school? How can you do that? You putting them people before God. Let me go over here again. I won't finish today. How can you sit in your house and watch God bless you and you will not come to learn nothing? How can you do it? And let me put it another way. I learned this when I was a teenager. The people who complain in church the most, they don't give, they don't pray, and they don't study. Let me put it another way. Here it is. Tithes, number one. Number two, mission. Here. I made this out before I was given an honorary. Because I trust God. If you learn to trust Him, you would be surprised how blessed you would become. You got some people in this church would rather die than to give God a dime. You're going to die and leave it. And they're going to drink it up, smoke it up, eat it up, wear it up, and lie it up. Trust your God and bless Him. Amen. Amen. I came here, I said to the church, don't give me the donation you're going to give me until the bills are paid. Pay the bills first. And if you don't have nothing left, then you pay me later. Otherwise, I can't take the money from the church. And the bills are owed. I never had to do that. God always blessed. Always blessed. Always blessed. I have demonstrated to you there's nobody like Jesus. I didn't talk about it. I demonstrated nobody like Jesus. Let's move on. So lean on trusting with all your heart. Now, your heart is not your emotions. Your heart is where the Spirit works. Amen. Amen. Now listen again. Your understanding is limited. Otherwise, you wouldn't have dated five people and don't have nobody now. That's your understanding. I was taught as a teenager, don't ever date a woman how she looks. Because you got some women look like angels flying in the sky. But they don't have an ounce of understanding. And Curtis said, you better not say it loud. And when I use the word understanding, they have anchored themselves in trusting in God. You don't have no man on earth can keep you happy.
That's true.
No man. But he's good looking. He can't. That's not going to make you happy.
Right.
He buy me everything I want. That's not going to make you happy. He loves me. That's going to be cold tomorrow when it gets hot. You got to trust Jesus, then trust Him.
Right.
Or trust her. And your understanding. And then, in all of thy ways. Now, in all your ways, your dress code, and I got to say this because I saw so many half-naked women this week. You're half-naked, and then you don't want the man to look at you. How in the devil can a real man see a woman half-naked and don't look at her? Tell me how. But Brother Pastor, I thought you were saved. I am really saved. Well, let me talk about this saved business. You see, there's a little woman in every man. There's a little man in every woman. And what happens when you get together, they clash. That good looks raises up in that man. And that good looks in that woman, and the flesh start working. You all know about flesh. Don't pretend you're so holy. You're not that holy. And if you're not careful, the flesh would work you into what you're doing. And Ed said, he pointed. He know he's right. So that's why we need to learn not to lean on our own understanding. He says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. And he's not going to change, we change. Amen. Amen. Well, let's move on here. Think about this. Think about this, church. Think about it. You have an opportunity to sit at the feet of Jesus. What would be your conversation that you talk with him? Or what you expect from him would be his conversation to you. Think about it now. Think about it. That you sit in front of him, the Almighty God, the Omnipotent God, the Sovereign God. You sit in front of him and have a talk with him. What would you talk about if you have this opportunity? Think, my friend. Think about this. What conversation will be created in you talking to the creator of the universe? What would happen? Well, think about what it would be like for you to have a chat with the Almighty God. Think about it. When I look at it, over the years, we have had a chat with him. Listen careful. We have talked with him. We have said all what I've said to him. And this thing, what I'm talking about, is prayer. You talk to him every day. What are you saying to him? What are you talking about to him? You said, but Lord, if you bless me, I'll be faithful in your church. And you knew you were lying.
Right. Amen.
You are faithful because you're saved.
Right.
Not because he give you something.
Right.
I asked these men because I was led to them while I preached for them to sit here and pray. And some of you said, well, what do we need to pray for? They need to pray for you because you're out of line talking so much.
Amen.
There was a saying I always believe in. I said a lot. How many of y'all live in Elk Grove? Okay, how many lanes on the freeway go that way? Is it two or three?
Four.
Whatever it is, you need to stay in your lane when you're going there. Don't get always cutting in front of me. Stay in your
lane.
All right. You got it. And so my brothers and sisters, if it's prayer, as soon as we start praying, I don't care where we are and when it is, as soon as we start praying, the power of God start moving. And the enemy gets nervous. As soon as we start praying, he gets nervous. So then if he gets nervous, listen careful, friend. Listen careful. Because of the power of prayer, and it is power. That prayer power transcends between you and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The enemy has been successful and blocking people from praying. Well, why are you praying? You've been praying for 5 years and God hasn't answered your prayer. You're wrong. God always answers your prayer.
Yes, he does.
Some stuff he don't give you because you will destroy yourself.
Right.
And some stuff he don't give you because you get the big hit.
Right.
Look at her.
Right.
Look at him. And you're thinking you're better than him or her, and you need more prayer than they need because they're not thinking nothing. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. How many of you in this church ever looked for a job for months and didn't find it? Don't raise your hand. I left 3 places, left on Sunday and found a job on Monday. Not because of me, because of him. Pour it in his lap. Give it to him and thank him and leave it alone.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I taught in this church for years how not to be begging on Sunday, on Monday, and you got paid on Friday. How are you going to be successful and spend more than you make?
Right. Yes, sir.
Just because Macy's have a beautiful suit, if you can't afford it, leave it alone. Just because this young man bought a home on the east side of Elk Grove and Preston want one on the west side, he know he can't afford to pay the payment, leave it alone. Don't go down that street if you can't handle it. You see, Mrs. Bell drive up here, fly up here in an airplane, and you say, I'd like to have me one just like that, and you haven't been able to pay your car note. You don't know how she got that plane. Pepper could have found some money in the backyard here and decided to give it to her. Let's deal with the real God. The real God want to bless us. This nourish you, excellent. Questions to me, make sure that I have water. She didn't have to do that. But her salvation had given her as her ministry. And if you can sit in church and don't want to participate in no ministry, the witness for the Lord, you are letting God down. You have to participate according to God to be a witness outside.
Amen.
I love my father. My father stood up in Sunday school and told the new pastor, when they said, it's your turn to read, he said, I don't read well. Could so-and-so read for me? The pastor said that when he died, he said, I broke down and cried. Never heard a man say what he couldn't do. It taught me a lesson, he said. Train, 2 degrees plus a PhD. He said, it taught me a lesson that you can always learn something.
Right.
But one thing about Daddy, he didn't miss Sunday school. Even though he wasn't an expert reader, but he went to Sunday school and he got some information from the readers. All right, I wish I could finish, but I won't do it. So let's talk about it. However, if you could see what takes place when you are praying, my friends, consuming to the Almighty God, you would pray all the time. If you only could see what is taking place when you're talking to God. Amen. I was in court a few years ago. And some of you saw me there. I was in court. And they said that this man going to get 10 years or 20 because he was involved with a few cigarettes. They call it what you call that stuff, y'all? What's the name of it? marijuana. And I said, he can't get no that many years for 3 or 4 cigarettes. And then, and the lawyer heard it, and he said, shh. And I quieted down. I said something. I said, if he gets that many years, then we're going to have to protest. And you got folks selling it by the handful. And the judge said, I'm going to warn you this time. If you come before me again, you get some time. You think that was the judge's idea? You got 20 people on the pew praying? I wish I could get you. See, you can't see prayer. You can't see it. You can't see the results of prayer. But if you trust God, it'll come to light for you. If Quincy come at you again, I've got to pick on you again. Quincy, right here. Quincy, sometimes I ask her to sing a song I really like. She doesn't really care for that. She wants some new stuff. And she didn't tell me that, but I can read her. Am I right or wrong?
You're right.
Here's what happened. And I don't condemn her. I don't blame her. She wants something new. She's waiting for her new stuff to come to pass. My stuff has already come to pass. His eyes is on the sparrow. Thank you. And you know what? I already gone through that. I know his eyes is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. I don't always want some new stuff. For what? It's not going to do you no good. I have a television I did. The man has been out 6 weeks ago, and he got to come again tomorrow. It's a new one. I have an old one. It's 10 years old, and nobody had to come out and do nothing to it. It's still working. You hear what I'm telling you? What has he done in your life? I went yesterday. I got to tell you in this sermon to the men's fellowship. It was highly rewarding. Highly rewarding. Everybody was happy. The men were laughing, enjoying themselves. And the rest of you at home sleeping. Then when you got up, you didn't feel good because you slept too late. Even Brother Hampton went to work and got off work and came by.
Right, yes he did.
You tell me he's not dedicated? Yes. Lord, if you don't do anything else the rest of your life, you are blessed sister with that man. He knows the Lord, and when you know the Lord, things works out all right.
Yeah.
Well, this business of praying, God, He leans your way when you're praying, just like he did with his disciples. Now, before I move too far here, I have, and this is critics for some people, then, especially those who watch it on television, I don't care how they criticize, I would die trusting the Bible. I have an angel. I have an angel, Richard. I don't care how you swell up, you're not going to get too close. He'll get between me and you. How many of you all know that the Bible has appointed you an angel?
Yes, Lord.
Well, now I know you don't sound like it, so let me help you. You see, an angel that is near us at all times, he attempts to get our attention. Let me tell you, I told you this before. I was coming out of Oakland. some years ago, and I was driving. It was midnight, and because I was supposed to spend the night, and I didn't want to do that. So I decided when we left the service, I drove. So when I got a certain distance from coming across the bridge and coming this way, I fell asleep driving. And just as I cut this to get ready to go in the ditch, it was a deep ditch. I was just pulling to the side to go in it because I was asleep. And it felt like somebody pushed my shoulder. And what happened was the angel touched me and woke me up before I hit the ditch. You say, I don't believe that. That's your business. I'm still alive. And so what happened was I backed out, back, let the windows down on all in the car, and I drove fast. Some of you say I don't drive. I was driving about 90 miles an hour because I didn't want to fall asleep again. The angel that you have with you, some instances, he have said to you, don't do that. Don't go there. We ignored him because you think your imagination is working. Amen. I know on many occasions there was another force pushing on me. And if you don't listen to him, you're going to pay for it.
Yes.
Yeah. Amen. You're going to pay for it. Every time somebody tell me, well, you know, I would do this, I don't have the money. I said, you better quit saying that. You got some money in the bank, you're going to lose it. If you don't have it, then how can you pretend you have it? Where is your angel? Did he come with you today? Well, if you're getting ready to go to Elder Grove and you're supposed to go to North Sacramento, when he tell you don't go, what do? You ought to quiet today. Well, I pray that you've gotten the thought today in victory through prayer. Don't pray no more and don't believe God is going to answer you.
Amen.
Stop praying if you don't believe it. I believe he's going to answer, and I don't see the answer. I don't hear the answer, but I know him. He cannot deny himself. And he said, trust in me and watch me work. Prayer, let's go just a little deeper. Prayer happens when you make contact with God. You say, I never made contact with you. You haven't prayed. You can't be full of evil and pray and expect answers. And God will clean your heart just like you sweep your garage. If you allow him to do that. Commune with Christ, the Creator, and watch him work. There's a gentleman that wanted to go in business, and he didn't have the money. And we prayed over 2 years. He went in business. He's done well. He's beyond a millionaire. Because he went in business trusting God and paying his tithes. That's great significance. Trust him. Well, how many of you all in this church love somebody else? Don't raise your hand. I don't talk about your husband. You can live with your husband and never love him. And the women said, you can live with your wife and don't love her. You just stuck. See, the other part of the sermon deals with, it deals with praise and it deals with worship. And I say this all the time, praise and worship can be different, but it also can work together. Amen. Now let me share, let me close, and I'll come back the next time and finish this, because it's a lot more Spirit has given me. I asked you, is there anybody in here you don't love? Well, is there anybody in here that you love? And let me help you before we give you the benediction. If you're listening, say amen.
Amen.
Friends, I love the staff in this church. Are they always correct? No. But I love them. I love, my friends, I love my friends. I love them. I love my church. I love this church. It's part of me, and it always will be. I love God because he was the one that sent his son to save a wreck like me. I love God, and I love and adore Jesus Christ. Listen if you please. Friends, when I think about all that's going on today and all the changes that we have, nobody will stop me from loving God. I love you. Even if you don't love me, you can't stop me from loving you. All you do is block your blessings. Friends, listen carefully. All around us is changing. Everything you see is changing. People used to be, you know, was kind and loving. They're not even hard to speak today. You got some people so nosy that they cross their street to come to find out what's going on with you. Change. You have people sit in church and won't speak because they have changed. Changes. The weather changes. Hairstyle changes. They had to make a law to have this stuff hanging down. Everything is changing. But my love for God will never change. And the reason it won't change, because early this morning, his love touched me and woke me up. I was awakened to say to him, thank you. When you pray, you pray prayers, sometimes you should petition for others. And don't you ask nothing for yourself. Then sometimes you pray, make the list for yourself. But in all of that praying, don't ever leave God out. He's the one that helps you. Are you listening? Are you really listening? Now, church, I want you to hear me today. Hear me today. If an earthquake comes next week, and it might, and take you out, where would you go? Where would you go? You say, well, I'll die. That's not enough. If the earthquake comes now, it is well with my soul.